countries at this point.
Anybody can do it.
He's looking forward to being vice chair for one meeting.
So last night, 2 nights ago, I was on the board, I'm vice chair. I get elected to like chair was on. Back to place meetings, I was chair for like 30 seconds.
Okay.
I didn't want the job. I've been one of the five steps out to let somebody else do it. He only stayed on for 2 months when we were actually in January. But he was still like, thank you.
Who?
John.
John?
Are you ready?
You good?
You have your, are you using the Shelly?
The Shelly special right there?
Okay, are we ready?
We're good. Do you need a gavel?
No, we're fine. Okay, we'll call this meeting of the Binghamton Traffic Commission order. It is November 7th, 2019. First up, we'll call roll, Commissioner Bidding.
Present.
Commissioner Henderson.
Present.
Commissioner Cone.
Present.
Commissioner McLean.
Present.
Chair Conway is present. Commissioner Brown is absent, excused, and Commissioner Johnson has retired, so we have an opening. That in mind, next up, visitor comments. There was 279, so those are all for that. So are there any general?
There's one on there.
What?
Diane. You should
have. Oh, okay, I see. I was putting them together. Gotcha. Yes, Ben. All right, then, sorry, my apologies then. We have one visitor comment. Diane, Jancy?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. And then we ask for everybody that is speaking this evening that if you'll follow the sign and instructions on the green pad there, we'd appreciate that. Speak clearly in the microphone for the public record portion.
Okay, hi. My name is Diane Jancy, and I'm not representing a business other than in Boy Scout attire with my two sons. Our address is 12999 Southwest T. Rose Way, Tigard, Oregon. And one of the things I wanted to bring up at this meeting was, well, before I do that, I just am thrilled. We picked out all the meetings we can attend as part of their Eagle Required activity with Merit Badge, that is citizenship in the community. And out of all the meetings, we picked this one. So, and hopefully it'll represent well, but they have to do a report and all this fun stuff. So, I had a passion personally to attend this meeting because I have been in former contact with some people on the commission regarding Barrows Road and concerns with safety about that. And actually, I've been spoken with Jabra on the phone. It was back in 2017. And back in September 2017, I then submitted a capital project nomination. Jim Brink forwarded me to Jabra, who then And basically, my concern was we're a family that lives in Bull Mountain Meadows, and it is on the south side of Barrows Road. Mountainside High School students within 1.5 miles of Mountainside are required to walk to school. And I don't know if any of you have driven on Barrows Road recently, but that's kind of the hub of where all the growth within Washington County is right around Mountainside. And the traffic, we've lived there since 2001, and the traffic has really evolved. And I guess my concern is in part safety for the children and finding a solution so that It's noted as a concern that, you know, the traffic has gone up exponentially. Students do need to walk to school in that area. And plus there are young teenage drivers with that are driving Mountside. So that's also a concern. It's in a weird zone where that whole area, no one wants to take the primary role because the north side of Barrows Road is the city of Beaverton, south side is the city of Tigard, and the county is not responsible for it. And believe me, I've contacted all three and been passed around between the different jurisdictions. And also I was advised to connect with our homeowners association of Bull Mountain Meadows, which there actually isn't even a homeowners association. So I kind of, after getting a runaround, a year later, got a letter in the mail from Beaverton School District about a safe routes grant sent by Lynn Mutri of Beaverton School District. And I thought, oh, I'll call her and say, put this high school in, how are you getting the kids safely to school? Because they don't have bus transportation. And the result that she told me was that the crosswalk was done, it statistically is less safe for the pedestrian because it gives them a false sense of security. And she also said that pedestrians that cross Barrows Road, since it's a four-way, it's an intersection, but it's not really marked. The minute they put their foot on the street, everyone's supposed to stop. And I wouldn't trust my kids across Barrows Road. There's not a sidewalk that goes along the south side of Barrows Road for those students to walk to school. It ends before the roundabout. And so I guess I don't really have solutions other than knowing that Barrows has, you know, I looked on your website and there is a project plan for CIP 5016 that is further on Barrows Road where the park is. And they're getting a light there, I was just reading it. I would love to see some sort of crosswalk by 160th and Barrows that had a light. Kind of like on the road, the Walnut Road, where the schools are in that area. Or a way to find a sidewalk that was improved along those houses. Because currently my child walks on a path that we've heard accidents happen from speeders coming down the hill as we back up to Barrows Road. So I guess in closing, what I have been told in this process is, you know, the Beaverton School District, you know, doesn't have a solution for a bus service within the 1.5 miles. They told me that the students can reroute through different streets that aren't even built yet. And the last traffic study on Barrows Road was 2017. I bet you, I don't know when it's been done recently, but if it was done, you know, we're coming up on 2 years. It'd be nice to have a traffic study. They suggested putting signage on Barrows Road. I haven't seen any signage. I was also suggested that there be a higher police presence during the commuter times. And I'd love to see some of those in place so that there's safety for the students.
Okay. So. Thank you. We'll follow up with that. And I believe at this point now, have you contacted the city and presented your information? Yeah.
This is the first time I've actually ever presented within a city council meeting. And I've just had phone contact with, like I said, Jim Green, Kim Jabra, and then I was sent to the city of Tigard, which is Mike McCarty, and then he sent me to unincorporated Washington County for Steve Franks, who sent me back to the city of Beaverton. And so I haven't had anything stick. And I kind of, honestly, I gave up on it in 2017, but I think a traffic study or just putting a little strip on Barrows Road would be the start.
Right, okay. And I think, yes, and I would present that now to the city with what you've done now, and we'll follow up. I think the other thing that would help is to clearly define, and I understand you were trying to do a solution,
Oh, yeah.
Which is part of the, which is one of the problems. I think in order for something to happen, you really need to say, I would like this to happen.
Oh.
It doesn't matter what it is, but you need to present to this, make a formal request
okay.
that says, I would like to do this. And then what they'll do is they'll say, well, we can't do that. But
okay.
here's an alternate. But when you say something's been done, it really kind of, you're putting the onus
yeah.
on somebody to say, well, you know, I'll give it,
oh,
give it to
you. Then I'd like to rephrase my solution. I'd love it if they put a blinking east side of the 160th and Barrows Road intersection, a crosswalk that has a blinking light.
Okay, and that's exactly what you can suggest. But I would also include what the requirements are from the Beaverton School District or Tigard or whatever, is because I know that that's you
sure.
see this, that the split for the school zone is there, and you've got this high school on the edge of the thing. But
yeah, yeah.
I would use the criteria that this is what's being asked for
okay.
your request.
Sure.
Mr. Beatty?
Yeah, one more question for Mr. Cascio. But I know about a year ago, there on the east side of Barrows, we put in a flashing light beacon along the west side of trail.
Yes.
Would we be able to do a flashing light beacon on the west side that connects to, I can't remember the name, but the THP PRD park there that dead ends into Barrows, which is where the, I believe the south side mm-hmm. sidewalk ends about
yeah.
there?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So if we
right.
do a flashing light beacon because it's adjacent to a park, is there a way that that could be tied to funding with THPRD or the city?
Currently, we have a project on the west end of Barrows Park, and it's in the capital improvement program, and it will include a flashing beacon for the crosswalk. There will be a crosswalk marked there and a flashing beacon.
So it's already in progress?
The west end of the Barrows Park, yeah, it is in progress.
That west end, that's the CIP 5016 project. That is not does not benefit any of the students walking to school because that's on the east side of Barrows Road, and the students have to walk to the west of Barrows. It's a totally different area. It's towards Progress Ridge. Yeah. And I understand that was THPRD funding initially or something from the history, and so.
Right, and that's why again I would suggest that you take a look at what the criteria is from the school district, what they're requesting, and saying there is or is not bus service. This is what they're saying, and then your specific example of where you want a crosswalk and what, and begin that process with the formal would you please, and that's what we've seen in the past. So you can certainly request, you know, and then wheels would be in churning about whose jurisdiction would be to put that in based on where it's going. But if you're very okay. clear about it, then that's probably the first start. And beginning here is an excellent place.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Do you have any other questions for me? Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, next up, staff comments. Mr. Koch, have any? None. Perfect. Next item we have is consent agenda items. We needed to include TC-794, TC-795, and TC-796, along with the minutes from the last time we met, which was August 1st, 2019. We did not meet in September, October. I would make a motion that we approve consent agenda items as listed.
I will second the motion.
Chair Conley made a motion. Commissioner McClain second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously by 0. Perfect. Next up is a public hearing. We have one public hearing meeting on our agenda this evening. Sorry, there's two technically. There's one. Oh, yes. All right. This applies to both of our public hearings. Chair Commission now hold a hearing on TC 797 parking restrictions Southwest Bunting Street west of Sagehand Street and TC-798 traffic calming project rankings for 2020. The hearing will begin with a report from the city traffic engineer, followed by testimony from the person who submitted the proposal. City traffic engineer's report will list the applicable substantive criteria and the reasons behind the recommendations. We will then hear testimony from other interested parties. If you wish to testify, please complete one of the yellow cards available on the table near the entrance to the room. Please hand it to our reporter. Evidence of the testimony must be directed to the criteria in section 6.02 5.060, determined to be applicable by the city traffic engineer or other criteria. Current city, metro, tri-met, state, or federal laws or policies would you believe apply to our decision? After the hearing is closed, the commission will deliberate on the evidence received and make an oral decision to approve, approve with condition, or deny the proposal. The decision will not be final until a final written order is signed by the chairperson. All persons to testify will receive a written notice of the final decision of this commission. Decision of the commission or recommendations to city council become effective after approved by council. Typically, traffic commission recommendations appear in the consent agenda of the council and are not approved by the council without discussion. City council ordinarily does not conduct a public hearing on such recommendations. Any decision of the commission may be appealed to the city council. When an appeal is properly filed, a separate hearing will be scheduled before council. Any appeal must be filed within 10 days of the date of the traffic commission's final written order. Procedures related to the written appeal are available from the office of city traffic engineer and our city recorder. So with that in mind, then we will begin a hearing on TC 797. Mr. Kasha?
This request was from Mr. Kyle Zander. He's the maintenance supervisor for the Trillium Woods Apartments. He requested that parking be prohibited on the north side of Southwest Bunting Street, west of Sagehand Street. Mr. Zander is concerned about the safety of residents in the area and the ability of the emergency vehicles to go through when cars are parked on the street. Bunting Street, west of Sagehand Street, is an 80-foot-long street stub with a pavement width of 24 feet. It is classified as a local street. Currently, parking is allowed on the parking is restricted on the south side, and there is only one parking spot on the north side of the street. Last year, the Trillium Woods apartment project was completed, and that street stop became an access to those apartments. The street was not continuous as a public street, so basically the public street stops at the stop itself. Most of the streets in the neighborhood has 24-foot pavement width, and parking is allowed on one side only. During the most recent 3 years of crash history, there was no reported crashes at the intersection of Bunting and Sagehand. Under current standards of the city's engineering design manual, parking is allowed on streets that has 28 foot of pavement, and the traffic volume on it is less than 500 vehicles per day. The estimated trip generation for the apartments alone, when they did the traffic impact study, it was approximately 700 vehicles per day. So the traffic volume exceeds the threshold to allow parking on the street. During field visits to the site, staff observed parking on Bunting Street and other streets surrounding the neighborhood. It was observed that there is a high demand for on-street parking, and the parking spots were almost at 100% occupancy. So they were spaces are occupied all the time. Staff is proposing to restrict parking on the north side of Bunting Street, west of Sagehand, as the street width and the street does not meet the criteria of the engineering design manual to allow parking on it. This restriction will only take one parking spot, and it will make the street safer for emergency vehicles to go through. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Before we begin public testimony, one question about why there wasn't a connection to Winterhawk on the backside when that was put in. There's no other fire access, I guess. Is there?
When the application for the apartments came in, staff suggested that the street being punched through. It was a big we got the city attorneys involved, and the applicant also has his attorneys. And the decision was that the city cannot force them to make that connection. We cannot do this. Because it's not like an arterial or a collector street that is identified in the transportation system plan to be punched through. So it's just to provide access to that property. There is another property in the back of the apartments, and they have access to Schultz Ferry Road. The plan is that when that parcel gets developed, they will also have access from the apartments. They provided an easement, and potentially the street will be punched through later on.
Okay. Thank you. Very helpful. Okay, with that in mind, then we'll begin the public testimony portion. We have, looks like, basically one card, though. Bryce Tanner. Wait.
Good evening. My name is Kyle Zander. I'm the maintenance supervisor for the Trillium Woods Apartments, who requested this. Basically, we have an intersection here. As an ex-firefighter, I used to drive fire trucks, and I just see that this is a very high-traffic intersection, and it's more like an hourglass shape right now. It starts off wide at the street and then tapers in, so it makes it really difficult for emergency vehicles to come in and out. In addition, this intersection is a high traffic intersection for school buses, for kids being picked up and dropped off. Having that vehicle parked on that one spot that's in question makes it a visible handicap for kids to be seen. And also, in addition, we've got a lot of traffic with the trash trucks coming in and out of there. We have our dumpsters getting dumped three to four times a week. We have over 100 units. Each unit, on average, has about two cars. As Jabra was explaining, that the parking is very limited. So sacrificing just that one spot for the safety of the entire community, and not just the Trillium Woods, but for that whole intersection, for the flow of traffic, emergency vehicles, school buses, and then, of course, you combine the complexities with the moving vehicles, the moving trucks coming in and out of there when we have high turnaround, and also, not to add salt to the wound, but Amazon trucks coming in and delivering packages. So all of that combined on a daily basis, it's created such a high volume, and just more or less looking out at the safety of our tenants.
Question? Perfect, thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, appreciate it.
Can we get your address for the record? We need that.
No, I think he represents the,
So I actually live on the property as well. So I'm not only just an employee of the Trillium Woods, but I'm also a resident there as well. The address in question was the 15480 Southwest Bunting Street, which is the residence of Trillium Woods Apartments.
Okay, and then, one clarification, Kyle. You must not here, you represent yourself, you are not representing the business.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so one clarification on that. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. There was one in the card, but based on the testimony, I think we're good to go then on that. So unless Mr. Ballard just said
no, I'm fine.
Perfect then. In that case, we have no other cards. We will close the public testimony portion. Are there final staff comments? None on that. Very good then. Then we'll close the public hearing portion of that and have any comments?
No, I think we've seen this multiple times where it's a safety issue. There's one parking spot in question. Nobody wants to give it up. But at the end of the day, they're willing to do so for the sake of safety. So I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With that in mind, we would entertain a motion to approve as written, approve modifications or deny.
I'll make a motion to approve TC 797 as written.
Perfect. Okay, so Commissioner McClain A motion second by Commissioner Beatty. Final discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed unanimous, 5-0. Thank you. Next up, Ben, same thing applies. This is a public hearing portion. It is the ranking system for... Let's grab that. Yeah, for the rankings for trash pulling. We'll begin with that. So 7-9-8, staff comments.
Under the city's adopted traffic calming procedures, each year the traffic commission considers the mark, the ranking of eligible traffic calming projects for funding. To be eligible, projects must meet the established eligibility criteria, and the applicants must submit a petition demonstrating that at least 51% of the residents want the city to consider traffic calming on their street. This hearing is also the time for any appeals of the city traffic engineer's determination on eligibility. And we did not receive any appeals at this time. This year, we received one petition, and staff reviewed the petition, the return petition, and confirmed that it meets the requirements for 51% neighborhood support. Staff is asking the commission to adopt the attached ranking list, which is table one on the report, that's showing Bonnie Gray Street as number one, Southwest Barlow Road as number two, and Duncan Lane as number three. Bonnie Gray and Duncan Lane were on last year's list, so they carry over from last year. So they stay on the list for 4 years and they get ranked with the new projects. So Bonnie Gray is right now is number one, and that was from last year. The new project is Barlow Road, is the second street on the list. Staff is proposing to fund the top two projects on this list. There is enough funding in the traffic enhancement fund. Potentially, there is enough funding from the completed projects of the 2019. And this funding could be supplemented by additional funds from the street fund, basically to construct a few new projects. So we're asking the commission to approve this request.
Commissioner
Bain? Mr. Koch, I have two questions. Number one, I live on Bonnie Gray Court, adjacent to Bonnie Gray Street. We drive that every day. Do I need to recuse myself from voting on this because I'm personally connected? I don't know if there's anything in the...
You don't live on the street itself, right?
Not really.
I don't see any issue if okay. You participate or not.
And my second question for you, and I don't know if the Sergeant Chair has an opinion, but I know this was already done, and it's for Bonnie Gray from Murray to 141st, but if it's not too much work to revisit that and add about 12 to 14 more homes, I highly recommend adding that up to Menlo, because from Menlo to 141st on Bonnie Gray Street, which is downhill, many of the neighbors there have told me multiple times that they speed through, stop at the stop sign at 141st and continue speeding to Murray. So I think this is great, but I think it's only 50% of the speeding problem on Bonnie Gray Street.
This is potentially could be a challenge because that piece was not included with this request.
Right.
Potentially during, I mean, first we have to evaluate what the speed on that section of Bonnie Gray. And there is potential that we could include it with the neighborhood meetings to add it in. Okay. And then they have basically to go for the rest of the residents on the plan.
Yeah.
We'll look into this. But there is potential to improve.
I think just for having lived there for 5 years, if this passed and you got it, I really could see the like I said, 10 or 14 homes or residents complaining between Menlo and 141st, how come it didn't extend through?
Yeah, because the request was from Menlo to 141st.
I get that.
Yeah.
So, Sergeant Chair, I don't know if you know that road well or have an opinion on it, but...
And we're actually looking for good spots to put the photo radar vans. And one of the spots that we identified was on Menlo, approaching Farmington. There's some spots along there where we're having speed issues. So on Bonnie Bray going toward 141st, I'll look at it and see if there's a spot that we could add in there.
Okay.
That's a pretty effective deterrent,
yep,
especially in the neighborhoods.
Thank you.
Excellent, thank you. There are no...
Just a question for Mr. Caffio on that. The functional classes, Duncan Lane, functional class L, is that a forced category or is that just a typo?
No, it is a local street.
Local, okay, thank you.
All right, I see no yellow cards. Is there any... All right, then with that in mind, we'll close the public testimony portion. Are there final staff comments? Okay, so, all right, so how does that work then? You will evaluate that, or you...
We're going to have to vote on the ranking tonight.
Just the way this one is, right?
Yeah, just
the way. These three...
Okay.
And as each one moves forward, there can be discussion to modify that.
All right, okay. Here. Okay, with that in mind then, we close the public hearing. And are there discussions?
Just a quick comment. I concur with the current ranking from the traffic engineer. I think if we can get the first two, those have the highest percentage of vehicles going over the speed limit. So I agree with the ranking.
I thought it was a good job. Again, yes, good comment on that. That like last year, I appreciate you putting this together. I think it's kind of frustrating that a couple of them have not gone through, but it was nice to see Sedgwick Mountain actually succeed. But I appreciate the work and effort the city puts into that, as well as the police department. So thank you. With that in mind, then, I would make a motion to approve, as written, TC 798, the traffic calming project rankings for 2020.
I'll second.
Chair Conway made a motion. Commissioner Quinn, second, final discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimous, 5-0. Excellent, then. Next up, there was no old business, as I noted. Is there new business other than the election of vice chair?
No, just we will not be having a meeting in December. The December meeting is canceled.
Very good. Do we need to... Very good, Ed.
Just
all right.
Just the finish.
Is there any other new business by commissioners? All right, with that in mind then, we will... I guess we're done. We'll adjourn. Thank you.
Wait.
No, what? You just said we can skip that.
We should.
Wait. Very good, Ed. Let's go back. Sorry. Then, with that in mind, then, we need a nomination for our vice chair.
I nominate Commissioner McClain.
Very good. Are there other nominations? Excellent. I make a motion to approve or to.
Second.
What?
Second
nomination?
No, second. Second on his nomination.
He said.
Next.
Oh, we have to make a motion.
Yeah, motion and second.
First he nominated, right? That was done. Now we're waiting for the motion. Because there are all the nominations, everybody's been nominated. Is there any other nominations? No.
No.
Now.
Make a motion to recommend Christian McLean for vice chair.
Second.
Very good. Okay, so Commissioner Bay made a motion, and Commissioner Henderson second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you, vice chair McLean. All right, there's no meeting in December. With that in mind, any other business? Okay, now we are officially here. Thank you.
Well, it's just for January.